Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Shore Store. I'm, of course, Justine, and I'm back with the last episodes of season five. And joining me today is one half of one of my all-time favorite podcasts, Everybody Wants Something. I have Lauren. Hello.
Wow, what an honor. Thank you, Justine. Glad to be back.
I'm so excited to have you back. How are you? How's China? How's life? How's your podcast going? How's everything?
Well, China's like on fire right now.
oh my God.
yeah, there's lots of, which good and bad, right? There's lots of like protesting and like pushback against the COVID, zero COVID policy. But also like my life sucks because where I'm in lockdown right now. So I haven't been able to leave my house for like the past 2 weeks, really besides a grocery store, but otherwise, I'm doing okay. And yeah, my other half of the podcast, she just got married. So we were on a little bit of a hiatus. So it's nice to get back into the podcasting gang. I'm sure for you as well, whenever you take a break, you're like back in it. You're like, okay, it's feeling normal again, like back in my routine.
Yeah. And you know how it is because you have a recap podcast as well. And something that you enjoyed more than anything starts to become like work. And then you're like, oh my God. So then I don't know. I can't speak for you, but for me, at least whenever I'm like, okay, I'm sick of Jersey Shore. I just need like a couple weeks to not even think about it. And then once I watch it again, I'm like, okay, now I remember why I loved it so much. So,
yes, exactly. Yeah. We took a few weeks off. We had some pre-recorded kind of like sitcom, very special episode, like hot topic type of recaps. And then, so that was nice to kind of get a break from that. And then, yeah, coming back where we just started season six this week. And oh my God, I mean, Sean Cameron is back and it's like very much in like the hot Sean Cameron, like prison
Sean era.
Sean Cameron, which, I mean, we all want a Sean Cameron like that in our life. We hate it, but we love it, you know?
Mm-hmm. The other day on TV, the episode where Alex starts to strip is on. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I need to go on the podcast for this one.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. You'll definitely have to come out because this, I mean, season six is when, like, the soap opera effect of Degrassi is really setting in. So you'll definitely have to come on and talk all the details
whenever. I would love to.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about this Aubrey O'Day stuff? She is,
oh my God,
wilding out about fucking Pauly D. So I don't know if you heard her latest single.
No, I didn't. Good for her.
I forget what it's called, but anyway, she has a single out and it's like dedicated to Nicki and Pauly. And it's about like, girl, get out while you can, because he's like abusive. And it's like, okay, I understand that musicians write about their own experiences, like that's fine. But that with the recent Perez Hilton interview she did, it's like, girl, stop trying to like get clout from this dude you haven't been with since 2018. Like it's wild.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, this is just very on brand for Aubrey O'Day, but it's really looking desperate and not great for her, and especially because like she's clout chasing, like clout chasing against like Pauly D and Nicki, like they. Like we're in the trenches with these two like people that are trying to stay relevant, and it's like, this is not it, Aubrey. But I mean, but also I'm like wondering if, cause she's, I don't know, to my, I haven't really paid attention to Aubrey a whole lot since in the post Dandy Kane era, outside of just like kind of like, you know, paparazzi type shit. But I'm like, has she not talked about Pauly? And to my knowledge, she has it. So I'm like, is like an NDA running out? Like, is this like a press like junket for like both of them? Cause like, I also saw a clip of like Pauly was on a podcast, like, and I'm like, oh, Pauly goes on podcast. Like that was kind of surprising to me.
Are you talking about the Full Send podcast?
I have no idea. I literally don't know what the podcast was, but I was scrolling past it. And it popped up in my feed.
Because I've been seeing that like pop up on Reddit, and I'm like, he literally did that like 8 months ago or something like that. Like it was when he did it, he was in New York City filming for Jersey Shore Family Vacation when he was DJing at the Rangers game, and right. That's already all aired on TV and everything. Like that's how long ago he did that.
Okay.
But she had talked about him like, I don't know, probably a year ago or something. She was on Instagram Live and she said that he used to like make her watch old episodes of Jersey Shore all the time, and he would be like, Vinny's a fucking goof, and talk all this shit. And I'm like, I believe it, because I believe that Polly actually hates all of them.
That's dark. Because like usually you think about like reality stars, like to some extent they don't, at least they claim to not watch like episodes, but to some extent I believe that, some extent I don't. But that like I instantly believe that like Polly would do that, because he's done it so well where I forget how Polly and Aubrey O'Day are like the same type of person, where they're like, okay, I'm gonna keep striving to like be relevant. Like I mean, Paulie's been successful in it, right? Like, he's just been successful, so I sometimes forget, like, he's clout chasing too, but it just kind of, like, comes across a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I was really surprised. I had no idea. I mean, again, I didn't know anything about the two of them and, like, post-breakup and her talking about it, but I was very surprised when she was talking about how, like, all of his... Obviously, I knew he had plastic surgery, but I was like, oh my gosh, his muscles are fake. And I was like, oh, they are fake, because he just suddenly got buff like out of nowhere.
Yeah, and his body looks so unnatural. So I mean,
yes,
like we live in a different universe than Polly does, obviously, like the celebrity world. So like whenever I see a guy that has muscles that looks unnatural, I'm like, oh, you're roiding out. Like, I don't think about right. muscle implants, but it definitely is a thing. Like, and mm-hmm. I talked about this on my episode yesterday. I don't know if you ever watched Entourage. It's like one of my all-time favorite shows.
Yes.
But Johnny Drama had a thing where he wanted calf implants. And he was like, begging Vince to buy him calf implants.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely a thing. I believe it. Like, I am choosing to believe this rumor. I 100% believe it.
Yeah. Because I also, when you like, if you don't go back, right? Like, if you're not paying attention to what Polly D looks like now, and you go back and watch the episode that we're recapping today, and you're like, oh my god, Polly looks so fucking different.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's got tons of work done, and it's kind of like when you see like Zac Efron today versus like High School Musical yeah. Zac Efron, and you're like, oh shit. But because like men, like it's not like public knowledge, like, oh, men get work done, it's not, you don't notice it as much until you do like the actual comparison, you know?
Yeah, you could tell back then he still worked out and stuff, and like obviously right. it's been 10 years, like obviously your body's gonna change over time, but there's something about his body that does look so unnatural. And like I am thinking now, like now that I'm thinking about it, I think that Aubrey mm-hmm. O'Day is the reason why she's doing all this and writing to Nicki in a song, is that like Nicki has the life that she was hoping to get when she was with Polly D. Like being on a successful reality show. Like, yes, Aubrey O'Day has done reality TV for years and years, but she's never had like her own show besides making the band back in the day. Like she's always been like on X on the Beach, Celebrity Apprentice, like mm-hmm. all these other shows, where Polly D literally has his own show. And Nicki gets to live this incredible right. lifestyle, and Aubrey O'Day is just kind of like, I don't know, she didn't get to really have that with him.
Wow, I never thought of that, but you're so right. Because I also, until I saw the Perez interview, because I literally knew that they, what was that show? It was like Famously Single. Mm-hmm. Was that the show that they met on? Yeah. And I, like, in my mind, I was like, oh, they like met there, started dating, and then they broke up like relatively quickly after that. But I didn't realize that they did it for several years.
Yeah, they were together for like 3 years.
Yeah, because it was off. It was like Jersey Shore, like off season or whatever. Like when they weren't, that the family reunion hadn't happened yet. And so, oh, she must be so fucking mad, because she was like, when the reboot happened, and then she, because I'm surprised that that was never a storyline.
No, because
like Aubrey coming back, that would have been a good storyline.
I know. And I remember, do you remember the reunion that they did, that e-special that they did before Family Reunion, where like Mike picked them all up and they went back to the boardwalk, but they didn't go to the Seaside Heights boardwalk because they wouldn't let them film there. They went to like the Jenkinson's boardwalk, and Sam was in it, but Ron wasn't. And
interesting. I had no idea about this.
It was just like a 1 hour special, and Polly was dating Aubrey O'Day then, because I remember when he got in the car, Snooki like brought her up and she's like, she's so hot, like there's nobody hotter than Aubrey O'Day or something, and it was just like quickly brushed past. But yeah,
wow, that's so interesting. Okay. Wow, I'm kind of mad at myself, because like these are two universes, like Jersey Shore, and like the Danny Kane making of the band of it all are like two like specific universes that exist in my brain, and I'm so mad that I never like allowed those two to cross into like my like fan fiction and like thinking outside the box of things. I'm so mad.
Well, I want you to come on with me one time and do a famously single episode, because not only do we have that season of Polly and Aubrey, but we also have Ronnie and Malika, Khloe Kardashian's best friend.
Oh my God.
I never know how to pronounce her last name, but anyways.
I mean, Ronnie is really fucked up. Like, he really could have made something of himself.
Oh my God.
He missed out.
Seriously. These like the Family Vacation episodes I'm recapping now, it's just like so brutal. Like he makes everybody like take him to a lawyer and like watch him get all this advice about how like he can get custody of his daughter because he's so afraid to leave her with Jen. And then it's like the second that everybody leaves Vegas, he gets back together with her, and then she drags him with the car. And then they're like, Ronnie, like, there's no way. And he's like, so by the way, I'm going to bring Jen next weekend. I want all you guys to be nice to her. Everyone's like, what? Like, it's fucking insane. Oh, my
God. Truly. I mean, I just, I'm very, I don't know. Because, like, I know how, like, dark Ron is. And we've talked to this before about, like, how his like social media presence is very obscure, and he's gotten very like radio silent. He's like learned to not post as much stuff online, and I'm like, oh, that's even scarier, because I'm like, he's just festering, and I'll hopefully right, like best case scenario, he is like doing better and just like staying off of social media and like just doing what he needs to do to like be a good human and be a good dad, and that's it. But my brain is like, I don't think is he back on the current season of Family Vacation yet?
He came back for like one episode and then that's it. Okay. So I don't know if they're filming with him for next season or not. I guess we'll see.
His social media is giving like he's trying to like win over public opinion.
Did you see that he's been like posting with a new girl, and then he's like, don't, like, we're just friends, no, or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron. Whatever.
Honestly.
Yeah. He just.
I just really fucking hope Ron has gotten a vasectomy, because that man should not bring any more children into the world. Like, that is such a scary thought.
Yeah, very much. I mean, I just think about, like, the amount of, like, just weird stuff that we at a time, like, right, like the lives, like him and Jen lives, like that we publicly saw through tabloids and like their social media. I can only imagine the extent of that it goes, of just like stuff we don't see. And so it's very scary, like, because like the idea of like growing up with parents like that is very scary.
Yeah, it's really scary, because they're both like that. Like, she's, yeah, like I said in this season of Family Vacation I'm recapping, like he said that multiple times she tried to take off with the baby. Like, it's fucking scary. Yeah, Ronnie, if you're listening, I love you, but please don't have any more kids.
Please. You're good. Let's be done.
Back to before we knew, and it was still dark back in this time, but before we knew how truly dark everything was, the mm-hmm. good old days. You ready to get into this episode recap?
We're in the dark days of Mike, the situation.
Okay. First of all, this episode is quite boring, but the last 20 minutes are like peak Jersey Shore.
Oh, God, yes.
And literally, I think I wrote in my notes like 100 times, how did I not know Mike was on drugs?
The lies that we just were fed by reality television of being like, oh, wow, Mike's just different. Like... We just never accepted it as like a problem.
Even like,
we're just like, that's how he is.
Like the end of this episode, like when Unit is there and everything, like that is so heavily edited from what actually happened. And it's like, oh my God, like I wish that they told us the real story on camera.
Wait, okay, so what is the real story? Do you know?
Yeah, so the unit didn't get arrested for being drunk in public, like they're making it seem. He got arrested for felony drug possession. He had ketamine on him.
Holy shit.
So that's the thing, because the cops are like, hey, you. So I'm wondering if it started with him being drunk, and then they're like, okay, and then they ended up searching him, or if they were tipped off. And they, because it didn't seem like a cop just like casually strolling down the street. It seemed like they were seeking him out or something. There was like multiple cop cars.
Right. Something about the unit is that he gives off like the drug guy. Like he's the in modern day, like if unit is still like out and popping, like he's a club promoter, but like back in the day, like he was like pushing drugs in the club, and I feel like that's how him and Mike met, so that he just gives off that vibe, and like he's just like that sleazy guy, but like is like kind of attractive enough to be around you, but with you not really thinking much about it, but he's like he's always like he's got a pager in like 2010. He's always answering phone calls and like coming in and out of the group and like making runs and shit. So that tracks for him.
Oh yeah. Okay, we're going to get into all that towards the end of the episode. Let's go to the beginning where, by the way, this is season 5 episode 9, The Truth Will Set You Free. And the episode starts off with Vinny and Nicole getting home from, I want to say their drunk day, but more just her drunk day, because she was just wasted from the moment she woke up, and trying to get Vinny to drink with her, and Vinny wouldn't, of course. And then, like, they get home and they're laying in bed with, like, Polly and Dina, and they're all asking her if, like, her and Vinny have sexual tension with each other. And I'm just thinking, like, okay, it's one thing for like Polly or like one of the guys to say that, but Dina as her girlfriend, knowing like how Gianni is and stuff, right, to be like, do you think you and Vinny are gonna have sex? Like, a very bizarre moment. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm very curious to know, like, I feel like, because the way, yeah, you're right, with the way that the roommates act, I feel like behind the scenes, like, Snooki and Gianni were very much off and on all the time. And so I think probably in like past times, like Jenny would be like, hey, do you want to do this? And it probably after Italy, she was like, whatever, you can make your own decisions and live with your mistakes. Like, I'm done.
I mean, true. Fair enough. So yeah. Snooki goes to sleep again in her friggin' disgusting clothes that she was out in all day. God. And then we get this little, like, I don't know, B plot, I guess, of this whole Joey and Dina thing. And the episode starts off with him calling the house for Dina. And he's like, hey, are you still going out tonight? She says, yeah. He's like, well, I'm not going to come, but I will go to Karma tomorrow. So whatever. And then Polly and Vinny ask Sam and Ron if they're coming to Karma, if they're going out with them that night. I keep wanting to say Karma, but they're going to Jenks. And then this is where Ron lets out a huge fart. So thank you, MTV, for keeping that in. Ron is so disgusting. Like,
like, so gross. He lucked out so much by getting Sam, like, the prettiest, like, the like, conventionally prettiest, like, normal-looking girl in the house. He lucked out by, like, latching onto her season one, and then, like, that's what kept him relevant the rest of the time. Because he's gross.
Yeah. Honestly, I wish I knew Ron's, like, dating history before the Jersey Shore. Because, like, we know that he was, like, he dated an Asian girl, because we know that, because of season two Miami. Yeah. But that's about it, because I'm thinking now that he comes into the Shore House in season one, and he's like, don't fall in love at the Jersey Shore. You know, 2-3 episodes in, he gets with Sam, and then that's it for him for the rest of the Jersey Shore run. He's always in relationships. Mm. So I'm wondering if he was like that before the show, like, fuck girls, man, and then, like, he's the first person to be in a relationship. Like, I wonder if that was always him, or if that kind of started after the Shore, like after his demise with Sam. I don't know.
I definitely believe that Ron was always like the first guy in like a friend group to like get a girlfriend. Like, he was like, we're gonna get so many girls this summer, and then like he's the first one to like get a girlfriend, like, and he's like, oh, but I, you know, she's different,
right?
But I started the show, I couldn't finish it. Did you watch I Am a Stalker on Netflix?
I haven't started it. I saw it and I thought it looked interesting. Why it's not good?
I think it's just like it's interviewing stalkers in prison, and then their victims, mm-hmm. or the survivors of their stalking. And I'm like, oh, like, this is uncomfortable.
It's too close
but
to home.
I feel like it's just like, it's like, I don't want to, because it's very much like, oh, like, this guy was eventually going to kill someone, like, and he eventually did. It just wasn't the girl, the woman he was stalking. But I feel like Ron. I feel like Ron either has gotten a restraining order put out against him, or like he would be the like boyfriend that like would technically be stalking you, but like you wouldn't call him a stalker. It's just your ex, you know? Like he gives me that vibe, so he's like, he's pulling up outside your house like for 2 years after you break up, you know?
Oh yeah. Yep, he's driving past your house to see if your car's in your driveway at, oh like, God, odd times in the night. Mm-hmm. Yep. I had a friend, actually, for years who would do that all the time to her boyfriend. And, like, she would, like, try to get us involved in it, too. She'd be like, he says he's home, but I just know he's at the club. And this guy would, like, drive up to the club all the time. Like, he'd drive everywhere. So if his car wasn't there, like, there's no way he was home. And I remember we were with my ex, and she was like, oh, will you, like, drive us past his house really quick? Like, we won't stop.
No.
And my ex, like, lost. He's like, I'm not getting involved in that, because my ex-girlfriend used to do that shit to me. Like, it's fucking
right,
weird.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not a good look.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, I mean, that's kind of what they talked about on the show, is, like, there's so much just, like, normal, like, crazy behavior that's not considered stalking, but it, like, really is stalking. But it's just kind of normalized as, like, oh, you're just, like, you just need to get over it already.
I should watch that one. Because I watched the I Am a Killer, where they, like, interview people on death row.
Okay.
So I watched,
yeah.
I'm not sure if I finished it, actually. But, yeah. So maybe I should watch that one. Yet last night I started the Pepsi Where's My Jet, and I was like,
is it good? I haven't started it yet.
So fucking stupid. Like, these guys are gonna buy millions of dollars in Pepsi to try to get this jet. Like, it was, I don't know. It's crazy. It was well done though.
Okay. I'll have to give it a shot. It's just a movie, right? It's not a series.
I think there's like 4 episodes.
Oh, like, things like that, I'm like, it needs to just be a movie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a 4-part series.
I agree. And then, like, there's other ones that Netflix will do, like the I Am Your Father or whatever one. Like, that one could have been a series, because there was so much and so many people in it, and, like, they only had that into one. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That one was good as well. Well, yeah, give I'm a Stalker a try, but it's very much like it's going to give you the heebie-jeebies, I feel like.
I'm going to be like,
cuz you're like, "Oh my gosh, paranoid now. I have a stalker." cuz you're going to be start you're going to question like every interaction you ever have with anyone, and you're like, "Oh my gosh, they're going to take this the wrong way." And then I'm going to end up like it's going to be this.
Oh my god. Now I actually really want to watch it. You're making me want to watch it. okay, so MVPD, all the single people, they go to Jang's and they run into Angelina, and I was so mad that this was such a quick moment. It was just like, Polly sees her, he's like, hey, and he walks right past, and in his talking head, he says he didn't want people to see him with her because it's not a good look. It's like, bro, you're literally like in hundreds of pictures with her. Like, you guys will forever be associated together. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I wonder, actually... I have a feeling that Angelina, like, after, like, Miami, like, would just, like, try to, like, get, like, show up places where they were going to be filming and, like, try to get back on the show sometimes and, like, make, like, and I think most of them were probably like, no, like, I'm not gonna talk to you and then you get screen time. Like, that's stupid.
I mean, yeah, that makes the most sense for sure. So Mike is like mad fucked up talking to these girls. He's like, don't worry, baby. I just want you to be happy, like pouring sweat. It's like, what are you talking about? And how did I not know you were on drugs back in the day?
Exactly.
So everyone leaves Jang's to go back home. They bring girls home. Well, Mike brings a girl home, I should say. So the girl is like changing into Mike's sweatpants, as his girls do, and the camera like zooms in on her foot. And I, of course, this was like before HD days, really, so it's hard to tell. But I was like, right. Are they doing her dirty because her toenail polish is chipped?
Oh God! Can you imagine if that was like you?
Oh my god.
And that was like your one thing.
You're already known on TV for like going home with Mike the situation, and then yeah, also like your pedicure just chipped in the club that night and the whole world knows now. Like, oh my god.
Because we've all been there when you're like because like you like something chips, like either you like break a fingernail or like your toenail polish chips, and you're like, okay, but no one's gonna look, no one's gonna see, everyone's drunk, and then gets on camera, yeah, on national television.
And I feel like this was before the days of shellac.
Oh, you know it. It's like that like cheap ass like 99. Oh, what was that one?
China glaze.
Or OPI. There was one that was like always like one. No, there was like an even cheaper one that was like, it wasn't Wet n Wild, but it was like a step above that. It was pretty
ESO
nice.
ESO or whatever.
$2.99. Yeah, one of those. And it's just like, we all just were like, we just need the right polish and then it won't chip. Not realizing that it's always going to chip.
Jeez, how do I know all these nail polish brands? How pathetic.
Listen, we all had our collection.
I know. I remember I had the Justin Bieber OPI. I had the Nicki Minaj OPI. Like, oh my god.
Stan Justine over here.
And the Justin Bieber ones were so ugly too. Like, they were the ugliest, like, shades of bright green. Like, why did I spend $12.99 on this just because it had a 16-year-old Justin Bieber tag, like, so small? So fucking stupid of me.
We were in the upside down, that's for sure.
And it's like, I didn't even save any of that shit to, like, sell it now, nope. You know?
No. Nope.
Whatever.
But can you imagine being a person in 2022 trying to buy Justin Bieber's
OPI collection? Line? Honestly, though, I'm sure that there are people, though.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, it must be so comforting to like have that level of like stanship, like where it's like, that's something to focus your entire life, your entire being on. Like, that must be really comforting to like just be able to focus on that and nothing else. Mm-hmm. That must be really nice. Like, I'm like, do I need, that's why I'm like, oh, I feel like I should be a stan of something. Like, I need to go harder for something.
Mm. Yeah, but then it's like, how far do you go? Like, and for what? Like, knowing that, like, the celebrity, like, does not care back about you. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think all the time. Like, when I think back to times, like, because I used to go to Much Music to Much On Demand all the time, which is, like, the Canadian, like, TRL, if you will.
MTV.
And I used to go all the time and line up for hours all day to see these celebrities for literally like 15 minutes while they did an interview. And like, I don't regret it. Like, I had the fucking time of my life. I have some really cool experiences and stories, but I look back and I'm like, why though? Like, they don't care about me. Like, these, they see like hundreds of fans every day. Like, they don't give a fuck about me. Why did I waste like so much time and energy, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And some of these like fan accounts are crazy. Like, some of them will like go on like other fan accounts or like you know, TikTok videos or whatever, and they purposely look for people who are like trolling something about the celebrity that they like, and then they're like, fuck you, I hope you die. And it's, I don't know, people be crazy.
Yeah, I want that happy medium of like, I'm buying all the merchandise. I'm on eBay like constantly every day, like looking for memorabilia. But I'm like, I think I want the stanship that like exists before social media, right? Like, where
like old like, school I Elvis this fans or something.
Yes, like I have this golden like a rose colored glasses when it comes to celebrity, and like they're over there, I'm over here. I have no idea what their daily life is like. I have no access to them, right, with like Twitter or Instagram. And so like I can just like have all the things to like bring me closer to them, and that brings me comfort, but I'm not like aggressive towards anyone. I want that happy medium that doesn't really exist anymore. But
I know, and like you said, without having access to them, that's another thing too. It's like, now we see celebrities for who they really are, and like it's one of those like don't meet your idol things, you know what I mean? So
yeah, and I think that's what's hard with like you know, with Jersey Shore as well. It's kind of like we're watching this retro episode now, like knowing how they are now, and like they're not at the height of celebrity that they were back then, and just kind of like realizing like, oh, they like literally were famous for nothing, which is why it was so entertaining, right? But these people like are just crazy.
They were famous like, for acting crazy. Like, I'm like horrible.
Yeah, and we're on season 5 of them getting shit-faced for like weeks at a time.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I just wanted to say before we get back to the episode, someone definitely is buying the Justin Bieber OPI, because if I could find a bottle of Hilary Duff with Love perfume, if someone had an unopened bottle of that shit, I would buy it in a heartbeat. Like, that was my favorite fragrance, and that's the thing with like celebrity perfumes, like once they're gone and they don't sell anymore, like they're gone. Except for Britney Spears perfume, like for some reason you can always find like the classic scents.
Yes, was it Fantasy or something?
Or I think that like was her first one, and you can still like find it everywhere.
I remember I definitely bought a Justin Bieber.
Oh my god, I had his too.
It's okay, so we were stans apparently.
I have all the Ariana Grande ones behind me, actually. I have all of them except for her newest one, but yeah.
Okay, so Justine, we do have a stan among us.
I am such a stan, because actually last week I went to go see Mean Girls the musical, and when we were leaving the theater, I just got a huge whiff of Cloud by Ariana Grande, and I was like, someone's wearing Cloud by Ariana Grande. I'm like, oh my god, I'm that person. Like,
wow. Okay, well that's really cool, because then you can like find your tribe like instantly,
right?
It's like a calling signal.
So funny. Okay, so back to Mike with this girl in the bed. So, you know, they lay in the bed together. He like pulls the blanket over their heads. It's like the cue, like we're about to have sex on camera. Yeah. And she's like, sorry, I'm just shy. And then he just gets right out of the bed. So do you think that she had her period, or do you think she just chickened out?
My thinking, I think she chickened out, but I think knowing how most of these guys are, I'm sure like you get home and you kind of like kind of sober up a little bit, right? Just because of the situation, and you like, you get the sweatpants and you're like in the room and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm here. And then like Mike is like instantly like pushing your head down into his crotch and you're just like, I can't do this. I can't do this, because you know there's like no foreplay involved with any of these men. Like, they're just like, you're there for like 20 minutes of intimacy and that's it. And so I feel like you're just like, oh, like, I'm sober, I'm like very not into this, and also like, oh my gosh, I'm on camera. So I think it's a lot of that that happens. And I feel like the girls that do are either like really into these people to begin with, and they're also very drunk. I think either both or one or the other. And I think for the girls that like turn them down, they like have a sobering moment. And I think that's more of what it is. Cause you know, like Mike at this time is not, I mean, he's not, and also he's like on all the pills, right? So she's probably giving him a hand job for like 10
His
minutes.
His dick is
and
like half hard. It's like that gross, like half, but not all the way hard.
Yes. You fucking know it. And she's like, okay, I'm like ready to go. I'm done being on camera doing this bullshit. Like, I'm done.
Oh, God. See, this is just the fucked up like experiences that I've had in my life, that if I was back there with him, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to do it. And I'm not saying me now. I'm saying me at like 21 years old. Like, I would have been the opposite. I would have been too scared to leave. Like, I would have felt like I would have had to do it with him, whether I wanted to or not.
I think so. Shoot. I think
it's like, oh, I already like made it seem like I wanted to, and I already got this far. So now I have to, you know?
Yes. And so that's why I kind of think that that he just is not hard. And that's why I'm like, he got out of bed to get like a Viagra or some shit. Like,
oh God, I never even thought about that. Mike for sure took Viagra.
Cause she's staying. So like, he didn't call her a cab. She goes the next morning. So I'm like, because I feel that probably it's I feel like all of that's going through your head. Like, you're aware of everything, like of the situation, but then you're like, oh shit, I'm on camera, how am I gonna cut him cross? Like, I need like all the things. And I think Mike was not in it at all. So
okay, that's definitely what happened. For sure. Ugh, gross. Mike on all these fucking pills and steroids. Okay, so meanwhile, we see like Polly coming home, and he's making out with this girl in the taxi, and all of a sudden she tells him like, oh, by the way, I'm on my period. And then when they pull up to the house, he's like, okay, we'll see you later then. And you know, this producer taxi, as I call them, he gets them to just bring her home instead of inviting her in. So fucked up. But Polly is like, whatever, I don't have time to like entertain that. Like, she's gonna call me on a different day when she's not, and that's it. And I'm just like, ugh, it's just so grimy.
It is. It really is. And I'm like wondering, okay, because I'm trying to put myself in this situation. If I was in a club, right, and like, oh my gosh, Polly's talking to me, and like, we're like vibing all night, but then I like psych myself out, and I'm like, I can't go home with Polly. I'm not gonna put myself in that situation. Like, I just can't do it. I can't. I don't want to do that. And so you're like, okay, I'm on my period in the cab. Because also like that, we've all been there where we're like, oh my gosh, I'm on my period. Like, that's a very timely excuse, right? And, but like, what, at what point were you like, I guess, I don't know. Like, what point do you like make the break? Like, because you're like, I'm with Polly D. Like, I have to be here. Like, I can't, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, but also like, I also can't be the girl that goes home.
Oh, I know. So she's probably just like, you know, it's better me telling him now than like going home with him and then getting in bed with him.
That's true.
I don't know.
She's one of us.
I don't know. She was like hardcore making out with him, though. Like, I think that she was horny for him.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, that would be the story of a lifetime to be like, I fucked Pauly D. But you don't want to be, I mean, I think about myself, like, I don't want to be the person that does this on television and then knows they're going to zoom in on my chip nail polish and I'm going to be that girl. Or I'm going to be the girl that they make fun of the next day because I'm the grenade that Pauly brought home. So, like, I'm sure, like, I don't want to be in that situation, but you also, like, I don't want to turn down Pauly D.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's, like, best case scenario is to, like, make out with him in the car and then be like, I have my period, and then, like, leave and then possibly get a... get your number in his little book and stuff.
Yeah, well, at least, like, she gave him the number and can only hope, I guess. So right. The next morning we see Mike's girl leave and he orders breakfast. He goes, I want what Pauly gets, a chocolate chip bagel, a side of home fries, a yellow Gatorade for Ronnie. I'm like, okay, whatever. So he grabs the food when it comes. He's like, oh shit, I have to tip this guy. So he's asking everyone in the house for cash. Pauly says no, he doesn't have any. And then this is just shows you, like, you know, they clearly don't pay for shit anywhere in Seaside if none of them have cash in 2012. Right. So he goes to Dina. He's like, who else is in this motherfucking crib? That's literally what he says to himself. So he's like, doesn't find anything, so he sends the kid with what he's calling a protein shake. I think this is more just like a meal replacement shake, like a Kellogg's Vector type chocolate milk type shake. I don't know. So he sends the kid away with that, which, like, such a fucking douchebag move when this kid obviously knows where he's going. Everyone knows how much fucking money you guys are making at this point. Like, I would be hella pissed.
I was also thinking in this moment, I was like, I wonder, I think number one, they probably didn't have cash because they didn't have to pay for shit. I'm also wondering if, like, because Mike has a pill addiction and, like, he can't afford shit. Like, pills are fucking expensive. He's making enough money to, like, support his pill addiction, but, like, he also, like, you're still broke when you're on pills. And so I'm wondering if he's, like, it's a pattern of him of asking for cash randomly and they're like, no, I don't have any, even though they probably do.
Interesting. I didn't even think of that, but honestly, that's probably the truth, because he was even, like, super fucked up in that scene.
Yeah. You know how sometimes, like, watching it back, you can kind of tell, like, the editing is, like, they're trying... Watching it back now, you kind of see that they're insinuating, like, Mike is, like, on one. But, like, at the time, we didn't know. We just thought he was being an asshole. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like this is one of those moments where I'm like, I wonder if they're insinuating that, like, he's always asking for cash. And, you know, and now when he actually needs cash, he literally can't get any from anyone. Right.
I mean, that honestly makes sense. I honestly didn't even think about that, but it makes the most sense. It's like, hey, let's not keep cash around. We don't really need it anyways, you know.
Right. They're living with an addict.
Yeah. So everybody starts to wake up for the day. And watching this back, because Mike in his talking head's like, oh, I'm such a nice guy, I ordered food for everybody. You can tell he only ordered food for the guys. Did you notice that? Because it was only the guys sitting around eating, and Dina's like, oh, last night was so fun, and like there's nothing there for her. And it's like, wow, you just spent the whole night with her, like, at least get food for her. I don't know, I thought it was kind of a dick move.
Yeah, it very much is, though. Like, you know what people's orders are. Like, you can get them something.
Yeah.
If it's not just, like, a yellow Gatorade or some shit, you know.
Yeah, that you've known Dina for a year at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon and eggs. Like, everybody eats that. Anyways.
Right?
So, JWoww tells the girl she wants to go to the sex store. So, all the girls minus Snooki. Snooki's, like, nowhere to be found until the end of the episode. They go to the Love Shack. Yeah. And Yeah, JWoww says nothing says romance better than clone a pussy and handcuffs. So good to know. On the way home, Dina tells the girls that she likes Joey, and they're basically saying that Joey's sketchy. And we get this super weird moment where Dina's like, "Oh, can you stop at the store so I can pick up my hair extensions?" And while she runs in really quick, JWoww says to Sam, "Do you honestly think he likes her?" And Sam's like, "No." And JWoww's like, "Yeah, me neither." Just like, ugh.
I think they're talking about, like, do you think that he really likes Dina, or is he just trying to, like, get on TV? Which I think is reasonable. But I also think that part of their, because, like, Dina, love Dina, but, like, Dina is not the best self at this point in the show. She is rough. Is this the season when she and Snooki are, like, out and, like, her extent, she could, they come back and, like, her extensions are, like, a rat nest and, like, her feet are all black? Yeah. Okay, so this is Dina's not best season. And so I think they're very aware of, like, Dina's not pulling guys. Like, if someone's interested in Dina, like, it's because of the show.
So savage. But
it was also really... but it's also really bitchy, like, to do that on camera. Like, because y'all know, like, Dina is... Right, out of all the girls in the show, Dina... is the Diener, right? Diener's Diener. Mm-hmm. And, like, don't say that shit on camera, because, like, Dina already has, like, a confidence shithole, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you just said it. That's clearly the thing that's not being said. It's like, he wants to be on the show, and they're saying that he's right. using you for sex, but that's obviously, like, the what they're just saying as a front, because obviously the fourth wall isn't right. broken. So Mike, Snooki, and Ronnie go to work. Vinny and Polly go to EJ's, which yesterday I was talking about this place, but I kept calling it CJ's. So it's called EJ's. Polly basically just talks shit about everyone in the house. This is like real Polly D coming to light for like two yep. seconds. He's like, everyone in the house yep. is coupled up. Like, they should get their own show house. Like, this is my show house. They don't even want to have fun. Da da da. I feel like I need to be in a relationship. So at the Shore store on break, Snooki and Ronnie leave to, like, go on rides or whatever. And Mike calls his friend the units. Mm-hmm. And Mike is saying that his goal is he doesn't want to leave the house without showing everyone that he's not a liar. Obviously, he's talking about the Snooki, him, unit rider situation. It's wild. Because in this season, they just, like, didn't talk about it for, like, 5-6 episodes. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah. It's like one of the producers reminded Mike, like, oh, yeah, remember when you said that Snooki very cheated wild. On Gianni?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Mike is just, I mean, when the unit is your, like, comrade on the show, like, you're in trouble.
Jesus.
It's not a good sign.
Yeah. Back at the house, Vinny and Polly decide to take the bed out of the smush room, put it outside, because Jenny wants to use it with Roger. Sam catches them doing this, and then JWoww comes upstairs with, like, all of her stuff for the night, her pillows, whatever. For some reason, Sam is getting ready in the smush room. She's sitting on the floor, straightening her hair. Her, like, blow dryer is on the floor on the other side of the room. Like, very strange. So JWoww confronts yeah. Vinny and Polly for doing it. And JWoww puts the bed back all by herself. Like I said, Sam is in the room, doesn't even offer to help her or anything.
Of course.
Shock. Like, she's yeah. like, how are you going to do that by yourself? And Jenny's like, oh, apparently it's really light. And Jenny does get it easily, but at the same time, it's like, here, I'll help you. Like, that's the normal thing yeah, to do.
Exactly.
Sam is such a little fucking brat. Anyways, the boys come upstairs and they look at her bedspread with all the sex toys, and they're grossed out. However, Roger is not grossed out because when he comes over, he sees everything. He gets all excited. He's like, oh, we were talking about this one. Like, so gross.
Yeah.
I think the nicest thing she did was set out a protein bar and a Gatorade for him for the morning. It's like, oh, that's so nice. Like, setting your sober self, like, setting up your hungover self and doing it for your friend as well, your partner, like, so nice.
That's love.
I always say, like, that's how I know I'm really fucked up before I go to bed, if I wake up in the morning and I don't have water or anything beside me, because first of all, that's something I do normally when I'm sober, but also when I'm wasted the next morning, when I wake up, I either have water and I'm like, okay, I wasn't that bad last night. But if I wake up with like a glass of wine beside me that I brought to bed, I'm like, oh, I was really fucked up because for some reason I thought that I was still going to want this.
Yeah. You're like, let me pour myself into the glass. And then you like get two sips and you're like, I don't want the rest of it. I'm passing out.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'll drink this in the middle of the night, or like, I'll drink it when I wake up. Like, you're that drunk that you think you're going to do that. And then you just like hate yourself for not having water by you immediately when you wake up.
I know. You're like, I'm so thirsty, but I also don't want to get up to get water.
Oh God, it's the worst.
Yeah.
So Vinny comes out of his room dressed like Ellen DeGeneres, and Dina comes out. She says that she's wearing her Victoria's Secret bombshell bra for Joey, and then Ronnie says, God, he doesn't like you, he just wants to get it in, he's just being nice. And like, back to Sam, like, I think that they could have edited obviously Sam out saying whatever she said here, but it did seem like Sam was just sitting there like letting Ronnie talk to her like that. And I don't know, if one of my boyfriends said that to one of my friends, like, oh, he doesn't even like you, I'd be like, that's fucking rude. I don't know, that's just me.
I agree. I think it doesn't come across well for a lot of people in the scene, but I think they probably were editing around a lot of like, oh my gosh, he's just trying to get camera time, like, which also it's even sadder, right, that like so many people are calling, we know that they're calling her out that we see on camera, but we know that there's probably other things that that they're like mentioning to her to cry and be like, listen, Dina, like, wake up, this guy ain't shit, and she like won't let him go, which is even sadder. Like, Dina's confidence is so bad for so long. Like, I'm so glad she found Chris.
I know.
Like, but like, oh God, it's bad.
I know. I was thinking about that. Like, oh yeah, she's just changed into such like a grown person after she met Chris. Like, and I like Chris a lot. I actually think he's really funny.
Me on too. Vacation. Yes. So great.
So, okay. Everyone goes to Karma and Snooki runs into Gianni's parents. Shout out to Janice, and I honestly forget Gianni's dad's name, but truly, we love Janice. She's fucking hilarious on Snooki and JWoww, and of course, you and I have done a bunch of those episodes together. So good. When she's like popping the Xanax when Snooki's in labor.
I'm like, grandmother of the year. We love her.
So Mike meets up with the unit, and it was just a really funny like moment because it looks like he's getting him in through the back door. Like, yo, this is my boy, let him in. And Mike is telling Unit's like fucked up from the get go. Like, there's no process of him getting drunk. Like, his pupils are just like fucked up from the second he gets in.
Yeah, he's probably on K, like,
yeah, he's fucked, like,
full on.
So Mike is telling the unit to tell Gianni what happened with them before Italy, and you can tell Unit's just like, it's just going right over his head. They flash to JWoww dancing with her Joey, which also made me happy, another Snooki and JWoww kind of character. So then Dina meets up with her Joey, and she's like, I heard you're hanging out with me for the wrong reasons, whatever. This club moment is kind of all over the place, so just bear with me, but back to Mike and Unit. Yeah. They're talking about, they're talking and Mike introduces Unit to Gianni's family. It was a very awkward moment, and not awkward because of what Mike is trying to have happen, but it's just awkward because Gianni's family are like nice, normal people. They're just there with, they're there with a huge group of people, it seems. I'm assuming it's someone's birthday or something like that. And like, here's Unit coming in, like all fucked up on K and whatever else he's on. And like, it's just very awkward. It's like, okay, you know, get him out of here.
Very, very awkward. And also it's like, I remember thinking like, why are Gianni's parents there? And I was like, oh yeah, they're probably like, it's probably like early in their night and they're like headed on out after they like were invited to some birthday gathering or something. And yeah, the Unit addition is like very awkward and unusual.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's some sort of birthday or event and they were down in Seaside, you know, maybe having dinner, doing something, and like Gianni was there for the party and he was planning to meet up with Nicole anyway, so they were like, oh, let's stay and have a drink or two with Nicole, you know. I'm assuming it was something like that. It seemed like a normal situation. It didn't seem like you know, Gianni's parents are trying to like go clubbing at Karma. It wasn't that vibe at all. So there's this like Gianni finally arrives and then we see this like really drunk sloppy girl on Polly and she's like, I'm so fucked up right now. And Polly just has like this disgusted look on his face. We all know Polly doesn't like sloppy girls. He says that in the very first episode.
No, he sure doesn't. I also, because they were kind of making notes about it and they were talking about like, oh, like there's so many grenades at Karma. And I think, right, this is season 5. Like, I'm sure that like Seaside and like the clubs, Karma, Bamboo, like they were just flooded with like tourists of like the show and not like, you know, like actual like summer, like summer people. And I'm sure it fucking annoyed the shit out of everyone. And I'm sure it was so annoying to have to go to those clubs, like, for Jersey Shore. And they're just, like, some, like, girls from Wisconsin and some shit. Like, like, you know? Like, just being like, oh my gosh, maybe we'll meet Polly. It'll be great. Oh, yeah. And, like, they're, like, trying their best with their club outfits. But they're obviously, like, outsiders. And oh god, and I'm sure like it must have been fucking miserable, but I mean, shout out to this girl for blurring out her face. She's like, I'm not signing that contract, no thank you.
Oh yeah. The producers were like, okay, we crossed the line at her, like we won't force her to sign, we'll just blur her face because this girl needs her privacy protected. So Snooki and Gianni leave and go back to the shore house and they run into the Unit and Mike and it's like nothing happens. Gianni's just like, hey, nice to see you guys, like, you know, whatever. So after they leave, Mike's like, you're gonna have to come home with me now, dog. Like, they're both so fucked up. Like, Mike is pouring sweat. It's a tough watch. Polly and Vinny leave. Yeah. And then we see Dina and Joey get into it. Again, this is kind of like their closing moment. First thing I noticed, of course, is her matted hair extensions again. Every single season, she straightens the front and leaves the back completely, like doesn't even brush it or anything. And like, you know, on Teen Mom, I always like make fun of Leah because Leah will just have that like one piece of unstraightened hair. And like, no judgment. Like, I'm sure the back of my head looks like that too. Right. But like, if you're on TV, you think that you girls would like help each other out and be like, okay, you get the back of my hair and I'll get the back of yours. You know, I would. I'd be like, hey, Snooki, can you like straighten my hair, make sure it's like all normal? I don't know, her hair extensions are just all showing. It just doesn't look good.
I guess what's weird about Jersey Shore, right, is that like they all got famous for like not having themselves together. So at that point, like, what's the point in trying? And that's kind of how I get, like, because even when like Snooki and JWoww try, it's like
rough.
It's It's rough, but it's also, it's like that's their style, right? Like their style was always that. Then they just kind of got like more expensive with it. But like Dina just always looked, she Dina's always messy. And that's why we love her, because she's the approachable messy gal that
Exactly.
she is. She's the late addition that we all wish we could have been. And like if we were all transplanted into Jersey Shore, we would all be Adina.
Oh, yeah.
And but it's just tough to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if I was on any reality show, I would be like a housewife where, like, I look like how I look now in the first season. But then when I come back for my second season, like, I've gotten full, like, a full face transplant. Like,
Yes, you like have someone doing your makeup and your hair, and it's obviously like an upgrade, and you're like,
I have
okay. But Dina
veneers,
never,
like, you know, the whole thing.
like, blindingly white
The
veneers.
Nene Leakes veneers.
But the thing is about Dina is that she never really gets that. Because even until like Family Vacation, she never really pulls
I
herself
feel like
together,
season six she does,
unfortunately.
because she comes back in season six. She had lost a little bit of weight, and she has, and
Right.
then no, she still has her
Her
normal,
eyebrows
or
done.
does she get veneers? Okay, yeah, she also gets veneers going
She
in
gets
the.
like a flapper
Right,
almost.
because I remember in Snooki and JWoww when Snooki got her lumineers or whatever, they were like, "Oh, you got the Dina job done."
Oh God, they ain't shit. Damn. That's why Dina hates them all. She's like, why are you making fun of me? Because they do.
Oh my God. I mean, dude, if I had the money, I would have fake teeth for sure.
Oh my gosh, I'm like one step away.
Okay, first of all, you have the nicest fucking teeth. Like, your teeth are so
Thank you.
distracting when I record with you because they're literally perfect.
Thank you. Well, my teeth are terrible because they're super stained and discolored
Oh
and
my God, they're like
like
so
I've
white and straight.
Thank you. Thank you, but they're very like I have no enamel. Like if I put a certain filter on, like you'd be like, wow, I can see all your approaching cavities. But yeah, but no, I'm like, oh, I need veneers because I have no enamel, so I definitely need to get veneers on the front, like my front teeth. So I'm like, oh, I need to start saving for that. But I'm gonna be doing like the cheap version, but like not the blindingly white ones. I'm gonna get like the aged looking
Right.
ones, you
Yeah.
know?
Not the Ronnies.
Because then once you get the veneers, then you can get those ones, I think, whitened, like because it's not your real teeth. So, but yeah, I'm not getting like the blindingly white. I'm gonna get ones that like look like I drink wine, I drink coffee. Like this is what my teeth look like, you
Right.
know? That's the shade I want.
Right. Not where like Ross on Friends where they like glow under the black light.
God. Literally,
You don't want
literally.
that. Okay, so after Dina tells Joey she's like over it and she leaves, we get this moment of Joey, his friend, and then like a girl pops in the middle of them. And there's subtitles and it says, "Can you believe that girl? Don't worry about her." I watched this back like three times. They
Oh.
edited that in because their mouths weren't even moving.
Oh, it's like what they call it, a wild line or something. It's like
Yeah,
off.
it was
It's not consistent with
like,
the
I don't think
camera.
they gave two shits what just happened. They were just like, okay. At least I still got on the
Yeah.
show. You know, there's a whole
Literally,
episode about me. I'm the B plot in this episode.
listen,
You gave him what he wanted.
you made it. You made it. I actually want like oh, this is I want more TikToks. I want more like I'm sure they maybe exist to some extent, but I want more TikToks of like, here's the backstory to like my slight moment on reality television. Like I want those TikToks. You know, like
I saw that Rocio from Miami, like Polly's girl, did a TikTok and she's like, "Oh, I've had a lot of people like follow me lately and ask about me. Like, me and Polly actually did like each other." Like, she came out and said a bunch of stuff.
Oh.
I would love to hear from Paula. Like, she is, I think she's probably like my number one if I could interview like any of the
Yeah.
whatever. Just because, definitely. Like, I mean, just like her and Mike have such a history together, and mm-hmm. you know, we've talked about this before. Like, what if her and Mike ended up together in like an alternative universe? You know.
Yeah, I mean, all of the adjacents, right? All the girls from Miami, like all the girls from Miami, and then all what's Angelina's fossil watch guy,
Jose.
Jose, yes.
Also known as Angelina's fossil watch guy. Yes. I did a Where Are They Now episode, but I wanted to do a Where Are They Now Miami edition, because like just for those people. Ooh,
there's so many in Miami.
And then I can also do like honorable mentions, like some people in Family Vacation. Like the girl that puked on the behind the couch.
Oh my god. The girls from like season 1 and 2 mm-hmm. of, I mean, the twerking girls from Vegas.
Oh yeah.
All the girls from Vegas.
The twerking girls from Vegas. And also, like, Jewish Barbie is coming up.
Oh my god. Yes. Like, I just want them to be like, hey, here's the behind the scenes of like what it, I want someone to be like part 1 through 10, right? Because it's an extended story of like, what is it like being at a club and then being approached by producers to then make a storyline and then getting called back to the house and like making I want all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that like to be like a girl that gets brought home and then filmed? Like, especially, like, I want to know what it was like back then in early Jersey Shore, when it was just, like, obviously the producers are bringing girls in, but it's still, like, somewhat authentic. I want to know what it's like in Family Vacation when it's very much, like, set up fully.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know the behind the scenes of that.
I know. I'm so curious. I mean, I don't know. I mean, in, Brittany's book, one of the twins in Italy, yes. Like she kind of writes about it, but there's literally one chapter she writes about her story with the Jersey Shore cast, and then that's it. Like it's very much like blown past. So I don't know if like she just didn't want her book to be focused on that, or like she was literally just too drunk that she just like wrote what she remembered. But yeah.
Yeah, because it's probably true, right? Because there's probably like, of what we've seen, there's probably like 5 times as much filmed. And then how much of that does she even remember, you mm-hmm. know? That's very true. Yeah, but I want, because we're approaching that era, right? Like, we want the rewatch, content is there. And then we're getting the recap podcast, right? Especially a lot of, do you think that there's going to be a Jersey Shore cast member rewatch podcast eventually?
Well, Snooki and Dina teased that they're doing a podcast together, so I'm hoping it's going to be a Jersey Shore rewatch, because if it's just the two of them doing like the meatball show or whatever, like,
I know, I don't want to watch
fuck that. I'm not giving you guys one listen. But if they do a recap mm-hmm. podcast, but then they have to like be accountable for so much shit, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like why the Teen Mom Girls won't, because like they're gonna have to be accountable for shit.
And I feel like doing that, especially for, because I'm thinking, I don't know if you ever watched Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch Laguna Beach? Okay, have you been listening to Back to the Beach podcast?
No, but I've just like seen clips online, but I've never listened.
Okay. It's really, really good. And it's the first like celebrity rewatch podcast that has been really good. And like they've done, like, it's almost they're taking it from a perspective like we were on the show, but we're also viewing and like talking about it fully. Which I think was really good. And I feel like with Jersey Shore, especially because of it, if it's Snooki and Dina, they can't do it, right? Because like Snooki's going to have to go into the behind the scenes of all this time she fucked up with her current marriage. Mm-hmm. She can't do that, right? And so like she can't be fully honest and upfront about it. And I feel like with Back to the Beach, they're able to, like, be removed from it enough, and, like, they're both in different places and, like, can, like, talk about it now. I think also, like, I think Kristen is divorced from her first husband, so she's talked about, like, that she can now, like, be open and talk about her past relationships with her ex on a podcast, you know, like, that's okay now. And so, but I'm very curious about, like, I feel like they could do it. Like, oh my gosh, if Snooki ever gets divorced, her and JWoww doing a podcast would be fucking amazing.
Even Mike, but, like, I understand that would be dark for him to, like, go back to his addiction time, but if he did, like, yeah. I would be interested.
He would spill the tea, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
exactly. And I also feel like Kristen Cavallari is a little more, like, open than Snooki is. Like, she's mm-hmm. a little more real. Like, she'll say how she's feeling, yeah, where Snooki puts on more of, like, a public persona type of vibe.
Yes.
Okay, so let's finish off this episode because my fucking phone is about to die. And you can't charge your iPhone and listen in headphones in the same time because iPhones are stupid. The unit's fucked up. He's falling over. Him and Mike are leaving Karma. Mike is, like, walking with his arm around him. Like, unit's, like, stumbling on the road. He's all over the place. So Mike says that after 3 bottles of water, he's still fucked up like that. And it's like, yeah, because water isn't gonna get drugs out of your system in, like, 10 minutes. Like,
exactly.
Why do you think, like, people who are, like, on Molly drink, like, 10 bottles of water, they're still super fucked up? Like, it's not doing anything. So they walk past these cops, and Mike's like, yo, chill, we're walking past the fuzz. You know how the fuzz is when you're drunk? And Unit's like, fuck everybody. And, the cops are like, hey, you in the red shirt. And Unit ends up getting arrested. And as I said, not for being sloppy drunk like they're making it seem. He's arrested for felony drug possession with ketamine.
Interesting.
And he ended up getting off with only like $125 fine or something, because his thing was he pled guilty to being like drunk and disorderly in public. So then they let go of the drug charge. And that's the story of that.
Wow. That makes more sense now of, like, Mike. I don't know if it happened this episode or next episode when he's, like, he's because, right, we've seen lots of people get arrested for drunk and disorderly. And so they're like, oh, we got to go see. And so they're, you know, we got to go pick him up. We got to go get him from the jail. And so all of them are like, listen, nothing's going to happen till tomorrow. Like, calm down. But now it makes sense why Mike was so, like, uppity. He's like, this is some serious shit. Mm-hmm. Like, he's about to go down for some serious time for these drugs. But no one else, I wonder if everyone else knows.
And
or
Mike
not.
Is clearly fucked up on the same thing that the unit was fucked up on. So Mike is probably, like, sketching out, like, that feeling when you're super fucked up and something happens and you're just like so paranoid, and he's just like, oh my God, I'm filming the show. Like, Ronnie's like, listen, like, let him sleep it off. They're not going to let him out. Like, Ronnie is acting like he's just in the drunk tank or something. You know what I mean?
Cause I think that's what Mike told him. I'm wondering if that to the rest of them, they probably think that, right? They don't realize that, you know, he had all the baggies of drugs on his person.
Yeah, that's, and you know, MTV has footage of the cops finding fucking drugs on him, and they didn't show it.
I know.
I wonder if in 2022, if this happened, if they would show it, because like social media and stuff, like, we would have already known he was arrested before the season had come out nowadays, you know what I mean? So like, I wonder if they would have shown it if it happened now, or still try to like brush past it. Who knows?
My guess is they probably wouldn't have tried to make it into a storyline. They just would have cut it out completely.
Right, because now the cast has, like, so much say in editing and stuff. It's ridiculous. But yeah, that's where the episode ends. Mike is on the phone with his friend Mikey again in the morning, and he gets an update on the unit. And then when he's hanging up the phone, Gianni is coming out of Snooki's bedroom, and Mike pulls him to the side. Gianni is so hungover here, by the way. He's like, I need water. He's like the meme of that monkey with like the hospital thing inside, like the thing that like helps you breathe, where it's like, I just need a Gatorade, bro.
Cannula, yeah. Literally.
That's Gianni here.
Because you like, know that fucking
water, please.
Because you know, like, can you imagine waking up in that house? Like, you don't live there, right? Like, you're just there to like sleep over with your girlfriend. The bathrooms are disgusting. Like, you're waking up hungover, and it probably smells terrible. And you're like sleeping, you're sharing a twin bed, like hungover, and you're waking up and just being like, oh god, like I need to go out. He's like, I need to go outside for fresh air. Like, that's all I need. I need this and a cold water.
Oh please. My god. Ugh, I can feel his hangover here. Mike's like, and Mike is like still fucked up from the night before. Like, Mike has not slept. He's been up doing lines all night, all freaking out over unit. Mm-hmm. So he pulls Gianni and is like, we need to go talk in private. And his plan is to tell Gianni about Nicole, but that's gonna, this is a cliffhanger. That's gonna be the beginning of the next episode. Ooh. And yeah, that's where it ends.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. This episode was kind of dull until like the last half.
It's a really bad season.
Yeah, it is. Because you could tell they're all just like over it and done. They're so tired.
None of them care to have like, drama. We're just here for a paycheck.
We're just here so we won't get fined and we can get our paycheck.
Exactly.
That's it,
exactly. You know? Well, Lauren, thank you so much for doing this with me. I appreciate it a lot. I had so much fun, as always. Yes. And do you want to plug anything or tell anyone where they can find you?
Yes. So as we mentioned earlier, I have a podcast with my childhood best friend where we recap every episode of Degrassi ever. It is called Everybody Wants Something, and you can find it everywhere you listen to podcasts, wherever you're listening to this. Is this a Patreon episode or a main feed? Okay, so wherever you're listening to this, you can find our podcast. And if you're interested about me and following my Instagram, you can follow me at Lauren's China Life. And yeah, I post a lot of my stories about my daily life. Currently in lockdown, still kind of sane. I did a big haircut today, so I'm at that point in the lockdown where I'm chopping all my hair off. But I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. But yeah, so yeah, that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Well, you know, always thinking about you, and you know, hopefully things get better for you soon. It's just, the world is wild, yes. Man.
The world is wild, but you know, eventually I'll be out of China and we can finally meet in person.
Let's do it, please.
Yes, we can go and have a rager. We can get our hair extensions in a bundle, like Dina.
Let's do it.
Like, not like literally, but like that's the energy we're going for.
Yeah,
you know?
We can buy our handcuffs and our cologne of pussies. Yes. Okay, well,
yes,
everybody go follow Lauren, and that's it.
Awesome.
Bye.
Bye.